hello everyone. We just had a super conversation with Rhonda Patrick, and now it's my chance to check in with our amazing editor, Stella, who last time we talked was in Africa. Stella has a PhD in pharmacogenomics from UCSF. And so, Stella, you were on safari. What have you been up to this week?
Yeah, I did the safari last time. This week I've been trying to tell jokes to some Kenyans, doing some stand-up comedy.
Okay, terrific.
So your conversation with Rhonda was really great. I really enjoyed it. And of course, I have some questions to ask, as always. First of all, I was really interested in this idea of humans evolving with these intermittent challenges. And so basically saying that a little bit of stress is beneficial. So I want to dig into that and see, you know, what are your thoughts on this idea of human evolution with intermittent challenges?
Well, we tend to think about, you know, evolution as a response of our genomes to particular conditions. But the truth is the conditions are changing all the time, right? And so it's very important that animals, including ourselves, are adapted to change. And that means the responses to stress, the responses to changing in nutrition, so many things that we sometimes call the exposome, which is the idea of everything that we're exposed to is influencing us in terms of our biology. And when something influences by our biology, it's going to influence our aging as well.
Huh. So the other interesting thing for me from this episode was when Rhonda was talking about psychosocial stress and how it affects the release of endotoxin from our gut. I wanted to talk to you about this idea of, you know, how lifestyle habits affect our body. And, you know, actually psychosocial stress is something I've read about previously for caregivers of patients with Alzheimer's disease, for instance. And how does this affect aging?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think when most people hear the word stress, they think about the stresses of everyday life and, you know, whether it be economic, whether it be the kind of things you're talking about for caregivers. And the remarkable thing about this is that psychosocial stress is really related to the deep biology of biological stress. And biological stress is where, you know, you're exposed to high temperatures or cold temperatures or environmental toxins and so on. So the biology of responding to the circumstances that you're in a social context is actually very strongly related to the biology of responses to these simple environmental stresses, which is amazing, right? And the way that this comes out, it really affects us at a cellular level, both for environmental stress and for psychosocial stress. For example, the length of our telomeres on our chromosomes becomes shortened in circumstances of high psychosocial stress. And the other factor, of course, is inflammation and inflammatory factors, which is a huge factor in psychosocial stress. And many people under difficult circumstances, whether it be socioeconomic or caregivers, show higher levels of inflammatory factors. And we know that these lead to advanced aging and age-related disease.
Yeah, that's interesting. So who are we talking to next?
Well, next up, I'm super excited. We get to talk to Dame Linda Partridge from University College London and the Max Planck Institute. I've known Linda actually for something like 25 years and has been an amazing mentor to me and an amazing colleague. And she's contributed so much to the field. She trained as an evolutionary biologist, which I think is really important to have that background in thinking about aging processes from an evolutionary perspective. And she's actually visiting the Buck Institute. She's here giving a talk to our student symposia. And so we'll actually get to do this in person, which will be fantastic.
Exciting.